Welcome to Pitcot Podcast with your hosts, Annabelle and Bill Pitcot. Today, we are diving deep into something I think everyone struggles with at some point, motivation. Specifically for fitness, we've gone through a fantastic guide from Pitcot, 50 Essential Habits for Fitness and Weight Loss Success. And our mission today is to pull out the real gems, the stuff that actually works to keep you going.
Exactly. Because so many people think motivation is, you know, this lightning strike that just happens. But the whole idea we're exploring today is that it's not magic. Motivation is actually a skill. It's something you can build and train, just like lifting a weight or going for a run. We're talking about small nudges that create real momentum.
Right, so we're cutting through all the noise. The goal here is to give you those nuggets that make your fitness journey feel, well, less like a chore and more like something you actually want to do, something enjoyable.
It's important to mention, all these insights we're talking about, they come directly from the best-selling ebooks on the Pitcot store. This stuff is practical, it's proven, it's designed to be put into action.
Absolutely. And if you want to get your hands on the full guides, you can find them right now at www.pitcot.com/books.
But for now, let's jump right in. Let's talk about the very beginning, the initial spark. How do you get over that that wall of just not wanting to start?
It's all about what psychologists call the activation energy barrier. We build up this huge idea in our head that a workout has to be like perfect or an hour long. And the guide suggests we just flip that whole idea on its head.
Okay, so the number one piece of advice is just start. But the guide is really specific. It says the most critical step is just putting on your workout gear and stepping out the door. Why that specifically? Not, you know, the first 5 minutes of running, but just getting dressed.
It's about reducing the cognitive load. It's a mental trick. If you tell yourself success is just putting on my shoes, you've already won. You get a little dopamine hit before you've even done the hard part. The whole concept is that momentum follows movement.
Oh, I like that. Momentum follows movement. Yeah. You don't wait for the feeling. You move first and the feeling follows. Once you're dressed and outside, what's the path of least resistance? It's probably just doing the workout.
That reframing is so powerful. You're solving a logistics problem, not a motivation problem. And Pitcot also suggests you immediately bring variety into it, right? So it doesn't become this like boring checklist.
Exactly. One of the best hacks is to stop thinking I have to work out and start thinking I'm going to do my hobby.
Pick an activity-based hobby. Hiking, climbing, a dance class, then fitness just becomes a fun part of your life, not this separate thing you have to force yourself to do.
And the other side of that coin is cross-training, right?
Yeah.
So you're not just doing the same thing over and over. Run one day, maybe jump rope or bike the next.
Mm-hmm. It keeps your body guessing. And maybe more importantly, it keeps your mind from getting bored. Boredom is a huge motivation killer.
Okay, but what about those days where, you know, a full workout is just not going to happen? Life gets in the way. That's where incidental movement comes in. This is the low-hanging fruit. It's so powerful. You park a little further from the store. You take the stairs instead of the elevator. You have a 5-minute dance break between meetings. These tiny things add up so fast and they lower the barrier to zero.
So that's how you get the fire started. But let's shift gears. How do you keep it going? How do you build that initial spark into a steady, sustainable flame?
Right. So now we're moving from the initial push to building the mental architecture for the long haul. And one of the most fascinating points is learning the benefits of exercise beyond just aesthetics. Specifically, how it improves brain power.
Brain power.
Yes. Exercise improves cognitive function, memory, mood. If you start thinking, I'm doing this for my brain, it connects the workout to your entire life, not just how you look.
That leads right into what I think is the absolute core of all of this, defining your why.
The true why. And it has to be written down. The Pitcot guide suggests revisiting it anytime you feel that struggle, maybe once a month. And it shouldn't be, I want to lose 10 pounds. That's not deep enough.
So what should it be?
It needs to be a feeling. I want more energy to play with my kids, or I want the confidence to nail my next big presentation at work.
Yeah.
It's that deep emotional driver that will pull you through when willpower runs out.
Okay, so you have your deep why. Now you need a plan. This is where SMART goals come in. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. People fail because their goals are just too vague, like get healthier.
Exactly. What does that even mean? The guy gives a great example. A SMART goal is lose 5 kilograms in 8 weeks by walking 4 times a week.
Huh?
It's a contract you make with yourself. And you help that along with a couple of key routine hacks.
Like timing.
Like timing. Try to exercise at the same time every day. Your body actually learns the schedule. It becomes automatic, like brushing your teeth.
No.
And the second one is tracking your diet.
Now, that can be a tricky one for people. It feels restrictive.
But the guide frames it differently. It's not about restriction. It's about awareness. You start to see the patterns. You see how that 3 p.m. cookie affects your sleep, or how not eating enough protein kills your energy for a workout. Awareness is half the battle. Change becomes logical, not emotional.
And when you hit those goals, you reward yourself. But the source is really clear here. No food rewards.
Right, because that can create a weird cycle. Instead, a massage. New workout gear. Something that reinforces the positive behavior. That reward loop is what makes the brain say, hey, let's do that again.
Okay, so we've got the internal game down. Let's talk about the external factors. Building a support system, optimizing your environment. You can't just rely on willpower alone.
You really can't. External structure is your safety net. The accountability loop is just massive.
And that can be anything, right? A friend you work out with, or joining a fitness challenge online, like 30 days of squats or something.
Mm-hmm. Or even just telling your friends and family about your goals. It makes it public. They become your gentle reminders. It's surprisingly effective.
I also love the tip about scheduling your workouts, like meetings. You put it in your calendar, and it's non-negotiable. It's a meeting with yourself. You wouldn't cancel on your boss, so why cancel on your own health?
And then there's your immediate setup, the small things that make a big difference. First, get workout clothes you actually like. If you feel good in your gear, you're more likely to want to put it on. It's a small psychological edge, but it works.
And the second one is sound. A good playlist is a game changer.
A huge game changer. Music is a performance enhancer. You can even sync it up. High energy tracks for the tough parts, something calm for the cool down. It really can change how you perceive the effort.
This all leads to a really crucial mindset shift. This is where you stop caring so much about the number on the scale.
Yes. Stop the scale drama.
Yeah.
Focus on how you feel.
Yeah.
Are you sleeping better? Is your mood more stable? Do you have more energy in the afternoon? Those things happen way faster than weight loss, and they are so much more motivating.
And you have to celebrate the small wins, the tiny things.
Oh, absolutely. Did you hit every workout for 2 weeks straight?
Yeah.
Celebrate it. Did you do one more push-up than last week? Acknowledge that. Those little hits of dopamine are the fuel that keeps the engine running.
And to keep it all fresh, Pidcock says you have to keep learning.
Stagnation is a motivation killer. Read articles, watch a few short videos on technique. Just keep feeding your brain new information.
Which is actually the perfect moment to remind you that all these hacks and so much more are available on our main site. To keep that learning fire going and avoid getting stuck in a rut, just visit www.pitcott.com. There's a ton of stuff there to explore.
Okay, so we're heading into the final section. It's about the long game, making fitness a true lifestyle, something that lasts.
And the first point here is so often overlooked, rest.
People think it's lazy, but rest days are training days. That's when your body repairs and gets stronger. It could be some light yoga, foam rolling, or just, you know, watching Netflix. If you don't recover, you're just training for burnout.
And sleep. Critically important.
It's foundational. 7 to 8 hours. It stabilizes your hormones. It helps recovery. It gives you the mental energy to even make good decisions the next day.
Yeah.
You're fighting a losing battle if you're sleep deprived.
Let's talk about fuel and technique for a minute. The guide says to start your day with a big glass of water.
Immediately. Rehydrate your system right away, and then focus on balanced meals. Protein, fiber, healthy fats. That's what gives you sustained energy, not the sugar spikes and crashes that can completely derail your day.
And for the workouts themselves, it's form over reps.
Always. Chasing a higher number with bad form is just asking for an injury. Good technique keeps you safe and makes sure you're actually working the muscle you intend to work. And please, don't skip the warm-up and cool-down.
Okay, but this might be the most important mindset hack for the long run. What happens when you slip up, when you eat the pizza or skip a week of workouts?
You have to cut yourself some slack. This is huge. I used to do this. I'd have a bad day, and then the guilt would just spiral and ruin the next 3 days. The key is to just move on. Acknowledge it, don't judge it, and get right back to your routine at the very next opportunity. One slip-up is just a blip. Don't let it become a slide.
That forgiving mindset, that's what makes it permanent.
It is. And the guide circles back here. It says to revisit your why every month to stay focused. And it all comes down to the final Pidcock mantra, which I love. Consistency is greater than intensity. Just keep going, no matter how slow.
That's such a perfect summary. Minimal, continuous effort wins out over those big sporadic bursts every single time.
Wow.
So we've covered starting smart, building routines, using your environment, and having the grace to stick with it. It really is an architecture for success.
It is. At the end of the day, motivation is just about designing good patterns for yourself. It's about behavior, not luck.
So, As we wrap up, here's a final thought for you to take with you today. If motivation is a skill you can train, what is the single, smallest, easiest movement you can take right now to build it? Is it just putting on your shoes? Is it writing down your why on a piece of paper? Whatever it is, maybe just take that tiny step today.
Thank you for listening to the PitCop podcast. I will leave a link in the description below. If you haven't yet, subscribe to our channel and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
Also, press the like button if you love our show. It helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too.
Remember, you can find all the comprehensive resources we discussed and our best-selling ebooks by visiting www.pitcot.com. Thank you for being there with us.